John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But you're empathy. Also doing something. Am I reading this correctly? You're actually, you're going
to Iraq.
Yes. That's not the first.
Not a club. No, we're not playing Club Kaboom.
Good of you to go.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah, you travel on a C-130. It's slightly loud plane. You know, a plane that even Marley Maitland would go, "This is loud."
Stop.
Sorry.
Stop.
Even the boys are going.
I think we crossed the line now.
You're going to get letters.
It's almost impossible to work a Marley Maitland joke into Baghdad.
She knows. Where are you? Nice to be here.
Okay.
Where are you? My first time in Hollywood.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a funny man.
Cut away.
We need to go to the weather.
Go to the weather. We'll be back with Martha Stewart. Okay.
Just a little
we may
late.
Be back.
Yeah.
Listen to Al here.
Okay. That's what's going on.
Our lines are open.
That's what's going on.
The weather's right now a little global warming in place. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
On the program today, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to have Buzz talk to Grandpa Ganja.
I think it'll be a meeting of the minds.
I think we know what he's selling. That'll be coming up later. Also, we have our newsmaker hotline today where you and Buzz will get the chance to talk with the newsmakers of the day. The people that are the movers, the shakers, people that are in the news, both infamous and famous.
I appreciate you doing all those bookings. Those are some pretty hot names.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people in this business, Rob.
Exciting.
I truly do.
Look it up.
But that's neither here nor there because I do want to finish this up because
you
I care about
you.
Want
to spread more joy, right?
I truly do. Before we do, I'll give you a little break. I mean, I want to do that for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Rob, after I had my vasectomy, I came out of the doctor's office, and the wife told me, she says, "How do you feel?" I said, "Fine."
Oh, see, no help there.
That's
I really,
help.
I'm hoping that on the phone lines we get some support for you, Rob.
How
because
dare him.
I really, really think it's important to get a you know, a wide variety of calls, both pro and con, with this type of thing. Now, you were telling me during the break, seriously, Buzz, that this is the... This is one guy, right? This is one guy
this
that has surfaced
guy.
On the internet a couple of times.
I was looking
right?
up one of the terms you used earlier, and when I did the Google search, it took me to yet another article by this same guy. So if it's 2 out of 100, this is one guy, and the other guy called the show yesterday.
But he does write very well, Rob.
How about this? How about maybe it's made up? What do you
I don't think it's made up.
I think it might be.
There's really no don't. Evidence your voice would go up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Heard you guys reading the vasectomy story.
It's not a story, sir. I think it's a personal account of something that happened to a very, very unfortunate gentleman.
I'm okay with him calling it a story.
I understand, and I had a great experience.
All right.
So I would like to share it if needed. If not, that's fine.
A great experience?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to balance this out for my friend Robbie over here. I want him to understand that you know, there's good and bad here. You had a good experience?
Oh, great.
What's your name, friend?
Thank you for calling.
Flowers now grow there.
Sorry, we couldn't get to all of that, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the
Peas
air.
Grow there.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, we're just talking vasectomies.
This
How are you?
This is going to be a good
call.
I
know. I want to talk about the big P.
Okay, go ahead.
Rob needs to know that once he gets the big V, he'll be known as Sunkissed.
Sunkissed. I don't understand. Is this a joke?
All juice and no seeds.
Okay. That's not really helpful, is it, Rob? I'm very sorry.
Mike,
I'm looking for the pro calls here.
A riddle is always helpful.
Don and Mike Show.
Who doesn't love a riddle?
What about the pulp?
I didn't want to be on the air.
You didn't want to be on the air? Well, sir, you
Neither
called.
Neither do we.
You called the request line, and that is really, really unavoidable. What can we do for you?
The game you're about to play is being done by another couple comedians.
The game we're about to play.
You said meal or no meal?
I guarantee you it's not the same game.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea how we are going to play meal or no meal?
No.
Exactly.
So you don't know the details of what we're doing with meal or no meal?
That's true.
So you have jumped the gun by calling our program and suggesting that we are going to be plagiarizing another radio program.
I wanted to prevent.
Okay, well, you've prevented it because you're absolutely wrong.
He went off half-cocked.
He certainly did. Speaking of that, Jared, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Jared, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Jared.
Congratulations on the weight loss.
I just wanted to tell Rob about how bad epididymitis was.
Is this Jared from Subway?
No, afraid not.
Hold on. Let's lay some groundwork. You have this?
Groundwork or ground rules?
Groundwork, and then we can build from there.
Right.
Do you have epididadadada?
I had epididymitis.
You had it? How did you get it? How about I'll talk, you talk, and we'll take turns.
Okay.
How did you get it?
Okay, well, the doctor told me that I probably twisted a testicle in my skin.
You don't have a lot of friends.
That could happen to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. That happens to Buzz before every show.
I've twisted my ankle.
Are you kidding me?
Come to enjoy it.
Hello, Mark. Now, wait till you hear from this guy, Rob. This is Mark says here his vasectomy is scheduled for tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. How are you?
We're just great. I think I'm doing a little better than Rob today. How are you doing?
This story is wonderfully timed. I will. Would you like me to call you tomorrow post-surgery, Rob?
I'd love it.
That would be fantastic.
Call me at home.
Outstanding. I will give you a call tomorrow.
You can give Rob a call here, or, of course, Rob will take your calls in the office. No problem with
that.
Good luck,
sir.
You know what? They always say the vasectomies happen on Thursdays. So that makes sense. I believe that.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Adam, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Spaghetti Day.
Just in time for
Hey, Rob, it's no big deal. They hook you up with some Percocets, get some cold beers, you'll be handled.
That's
good.
I was doing this for you, Rob.
Excellent call.
I was mining for this kind of call. Adam, it's no problem. You've had it done?
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
No, you lay on a sofa for 3 days with a bag of cold peas.
Uh-huh. Cold peas again.
Just frozen peas, and you just take Percocets and hang out.
Adam, why is it peas? Why is it cold peas?
I think because it forms to your package.
It's moldable, yes, exactly.
All right, very good. That's a positive call right there.
That's the best call we've gotten all day.
Don't get the peas with pearled onions.
One of the few times I was actually disciplined by being cuffed on the back of the head and my ear was grabbed and I was led away from the dinner table when we had a huge family gathering.
Yes.
When I announced to the table, hey, these are good peas. I haven't had a good pea in a year. I'm here all week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take another call. Is this another Adam or is this the same Adam? Hello?
Yeah, this is another Adam. How you doing?
How you doing, Adam?
They're all
good. Good,
Adam.
I was just reminded of that story you told about the swashbuckling doctor in the Caribbean.
Which one?
Remember that the whole Caribbean has... Yeah.
Wait, stop, Adam, what is it, Rob?
The whole island has diabetes and asthma.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all covered with asthma.
He ought to say, go ahead and do your vasectomy and get you some asthma and diabetes.
All right, so you think Rob's going to be okay?
I think you'll be fine.
All right, very good.
Okay. He thinks I'm going to get diabetes.
Rob, I got a question for you.
Yes?
Would you like to hear from a lady?
I would.
Let's talk to a lady. This is Kendall. Kendall's going to give you vasectomy stories from a lady's point of view.
Wow.
Hello, Vass. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, lady?
Hi.
Yes,
hi.
So you have a story from the lady's point of view?
Well, I just wanted to say I think what Rob's doing is awesome. My husband got a vasectomy. I took care of him like crazy.
Ah.
Would you like to take care of me?
Got him anything he wanted, and I was really grateful.
Kendall, hold on a second. You know, if this was a normal call, you would be in the background. You know what you would be doing?
I'm giving her a chance.
He would be. What would he be doing? He would be translating this call.
I'm giving her a chance.
You need to translate this call.
Kendall?
What?
How old was your husband when he had his vasectomy?
He was 32. We don't have kids, and we don't want kids. So.
I see. Perhaps that's best.
Good for you. See, there's the Robbie I know. You're. Why is it so important for you, Kendall, from a lady's point of view?
Well, I can't take the pill, and so it was a real pain. So I was very grateful that he got a vasectomy.
How's he doing now? Any pain?
He wouldn't even take pain pills. He did use frozen peas. But I was really grateful, so I think you're doing a really good thing, Rob.
He says, you're welcome.
He says, thank you very much, Kendall.
You know what? You are one in a million. What a fine lady.
Very nice lady. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're on the Don and Mike Show. I was going to read the rest of this story, but the listeners seem to want to chime in on this.
You say there's something hopeful at the end.
Maybe it can wait. Maybe not. Let me see. Hold on a second. It was very
who's
bad.
On the phone? Is it Jonathan?
Jonathan, yeah. Go ahead.
Do you like a good story?
Rob, I was kind of worried about you. Seriously, don't use the peas.
What?
Use frozen cauliflower. Much better. And number two,
well, hold on a second, Jonathan. No. It's not like the peas are going to cause any big problem,
makes
right?
No sense.
They could. And you brought up a very interesting point during the discussion, Mike, and I appreciate your...
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What was the great point that I brought up? I'd love to hear those rephrased.
The new Boston Red Sox pitcher from China, Cha-Ching.
Cha-Ching. Okay,
why don't
there
you
we go.
Smell your fingers.
I knew he was going to do this.
You know what's amazing about Jonathan? Every finger smells differently.
All right, I'm going to get through this really quickly. I don't need music. A few men will demonstrate immediate and significant response to the presence of antibodies in that form following vasectomy. Check. This was my experience, he says. Many other men will take months or years to manifest symptoms, which is why many doctors don't look for the connection between vasectomy, the antibodies that the result, and the diseases that occur later. Even in the case of chronic testicular pain that develops months or years following vasectomy, many doctors will diagnose what appears to them to be epididymitis, which is often from the congestive effects of the procedure. I don't know what that means.
You can get epididymitis if you twist your testicles.
This is getting very technical right here, so I'm going to go right through it. Let me see.
Read the last part.
Family physicians should be aware of the potential effects. What happens when you have problems? Many will try to convince you that you are somehow exceptional. Despite the presence of evidence to the contrary.
You know, Mike, you told me just yesterday I was exceptional.
Throughout the year and a half of chronic pain that I had since my vasectomy, I can't count how many people, including medical providers, have said, gee, I've never seen this happen before. Mm. Some, Rob, will try to convince you to buck up and take it like a man.
And I will.
I've lost count of how many doctors have offered...
What?
I've lost count of how many doctors have offered to remove my testicles.
Oh.
Or significant portions thereof with the idea that this might alleviate the pain.
It would.
Then again, it might not, they are quick to add.
Or not.
It has gotten to the point where, hold on a second, that might be it. That's it. Yeah. I don't have any more for you, Rob. I cut it off right there.
Story.
You know what? Next time, please.
I cut it off.
Please. How clever.
I did.
Next time, why don't you print out the whole thing?
I'm very sorry. I'll give it to you.
The article got cut short.
I'll send it to you as a Christmas card,
now,
Robbie.
If he had the dice removed, does that end any hope of the follow-up of things that happen following?
Did you ever get
to the destination?
I did not print that out, so I have no idea.
I think the idea would be to make the pain stop, so they stop producing the little swimmers.
Yeah, but then you've got something that's designed for two purposes that can only be used for
one
thing.
It's going to be fine, Rob. Hello, Greg. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for the reassurance.
You have nothing to worry about. Actually, I had it done a couple years ago, and that previous caller about the Percocet was right. The hardest part after is getting used to nothing coming out. Just dust from now on.
No, that's not right. You really won't notice a vast difference.
Don and Mike Show, Bob, you're on the show. Hello.
Hey, that was a terrific pun.
Go ahead, Bob.
How are you today, fellas?
I couldn't be better.
I could.
Bob, I'll tell you, I'm calling with very much a pro Big V call.
There you go.
Why do they all sound like this?
Because they're proud of it. You had it done, haven't you, Bob?
I did. I had it done 3 years ago.
And you're damn proud of it, aren't you, Bob?
Absolutely, but I got a suggestion for you.
All right, here we go.
Talk to your doctor a couple weeks ahead of time and tell him that instead of local anesthetic, you want a Twilight. You want to go to sleep.
I think that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
I did that myself, and I woke up, and it was done, and I was already taking the Percocet, so it wasn't as traumatic. I have friends that did it.
I love that Twilight. I had that for my colonoscopy.
See, this guy's looking out for you.
My wife said I was very funny.
All right, we got a couple more calls to take, and then that is it, Rob. I will not take one more call about vasectomies. Hello, Danny. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
Hello, gentlemen.
Danny.
How are you?
Good.
I think it's a very responsible thing. It's much more of a process for his wife to...
Did they lobotomize you also, Danny, when you had the process done?
You had the cranial vasectomy.
Danny, you sound like you've lost all your vim, your vigor. You've lost all your gusto.
No longer a man.
I mean, come on. Did you feel differently? You know, emotionally, Danny, did you feel less like a man after it was done?
A little bit.
There we go. See? That's how you do an interview, Rob. Goodbye. Absolutely. Goodbye. All right. Three more phone calls, and then we are done.
Just three.
I thought you said that was the last
Jerry,
one.
Jerry, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead.
Rob.
Listen to all these guys. They all start out. You know how they all start out? The vasectomy guys start out with,
tentatively, yes.
And you can normally tell from their tone whether they're pro or con.
You've had it done, haven't you, Jerry?
Absolutely.
And it was great, wasn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely did. Actually, it wasn't bad. I mean, it feels like you get, you know, a little kick between your legs, you know, that feeling where you get kind of a stomach ache. You'll have that for like 3 days.
He has that every day anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I have a stomach ache, that's a problem.
I'm gonna. You know what? I am going to take, let me see. I've got all these calls here, and uh-huh. It's luck of the draw, Rob. I'm going to pick one totally at random here. Let's go to a guy named Bruce. Hello, Bruce. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You will be the last call on this subject.
Mike.
I'm here.
Rob, hey, listen. A buddy of mine had this done. He had a problem, and it was fixed. He became a heroin addict, and the pain went away.
I'm terribly sorry. Hit the buzzer, Robbie.
He had
that's
a problem.
The last call. Let's get them all a tray of meat.
Can we do one more? I don't want to end on that one.
What do you think, Buzz? Think we should take one more?
Well, either that or Rob becomes a heroin addict.
All right, we'll take one call.
I can't afford to lose any more weight.
At random, let's go. Rich, Rob wanted one more call. Hopefully it'll be positive.
Okay,
what do you got?
Shoot me now.
What do you got for us, Rich?
Hey, Rob. I got a little horror story for you.
Sorry, you asked for another call.
Oh, fie on me. Go ahead, make it brief.
I don't know what your tolerance for pain is, but definitely ask for 2 shots in each NAD. Yes, they only did one in mine, and when I put the clamp on, you could have peeled
Hold
me off the ceiling.
What kind of clamp?
Oh, they have to clamp you. That's
Oh, yeah.
That's on page like 9 of this 40-page thing that I downloaded.
You know what's funny about you?
What's that?
You talk about things, and then there's things you don't even say who about.
Clamps.
You know about the clamps and the needles?
You had the clamps, and how did it work out for you, Rich?
You've seen Casino.
Well, after it's all done and said, you know, I'm black and blue for about a week. But,
and before you have the procedure, you actually, after it's all said and done, is what you would say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now that you've had the vasectomy, you said, after it's all done and said.
All said and done. Sorry.
Hey,
that's
Rich.
Okay, Rich.
Do you enjoy
but
my?
Anyway,
shut up. Do you enjoy my?
For,
Rich.
What?
Do you enjoy my presence on the show?
Yeah. You're,
then let's part as friends.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks to all the calls. Well, for all you people that have been standing by, I'm terribly sorry. The vasectomy discussion has concluded for today's show.
Okay.
I will not be able to refer to the word vasectomy for the future. I will simply say
procedure.
Rob's procedure.
And if you want to say vasectomy, it's fine. I tell you what you shouldn't say.
What shouldn't I say?
Clamps.
Clamps? Well, A, it's part of it.
I think that Twilight call was the best call.
I think
they clamp both sides.
Of course they do.
That's
one
just,
clamp won't do.
With Twilight, you never hear the word oops.
Yeah, get the drugs, Rob.
Yeah.
Get the drugs.
I don't want to make it be a night in the hospital.
Well, I think you do whatever makes you comfortable. You've always done that your whole life, right? I mean,
it right now.
You're sitting in your comfortable chair. You like to have your green bottles.
I would love it if you could come out to the house.
If you could come out to the, and make it kind of an outpatient surgery?
Well, it would have to be way out. I mean, you could come to the basement. I got my recliner.
Well, I want to keep you calm.
And I got clamps.
I want you to keep us posted on this. And speaking of drugs.
Yes.
That man over there.
Oh, yes.
He knows about that. You listen to his newscast, don't you?
Every day.
He talks about all that green stuff.
I hear things.
Sticky stuff is what he talks about.
Sticky bud.
Buzz will talk to, what's this guy's name?
Grandpa Ganja.
Grandpa Ganja, and I might just jump in if it starts to.
Well, it wouldn't be fun if you didn't.
I don't share your lifestyle all the time, Mr. Burbank.
Well, how else will you learn?
We'll see what Grandpa Ganja is peddling coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.